This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As you know, one of the coaches that we followed for a number of years, Rutgers, up at Western Michigan, just a energetic guy who's an innovator, and he's the type of coach that wins, and certainly P.J. Fleck is like that, and everybody gravitates towards him, and has had a lot of great mentors along the way. Now the head coach at the University of Minnesota, doing a tremendous job building that program back up, and he joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, you got it, Larry. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, I know it's exciting for the fans, and just the way you are, you're just such an infectious guy. We saw that every stop that you made, more so at Western Michigan, where you just pulled off the impossible and played that New Year's Day, and everybody doubted you guys all along. Now you put your big boy pants on and then go into a very competitive conference, which you showed this past year. It's all about getting those kids on campus and then seeing what you have. Talk about that, and what's it been like getting adjusted?
Well, I love how you use it. Putting your big boy pants on.
Yep.
I've never heard that before. When it's been, heard that in other things, but not when it's been tied to a football program. So I appreciate it, though. One of the reasons why, one of the challenges at University of Minnesota really impressed us and really drew us towards it was because it was so familiar to Western Michigan. And I love rebuilds. I love restructures. I love being able to take something that hasn't been for over 51 years and creating a culture that can become a champion and give that fan base who hasn't had something for over a half a century something they've always dreamed of having. And those struggles and those programs that haven't had those types of things, those are the things that really interest me. And it takes a very special type person and a recruit and coaches to come into a place like that to create this vision around these type of young men and really go to work on becoming champions. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of doubters, obviously, when you take over programs like that that haven't necessarily had something for a long time. They start to believe that they'll never be able to have it happen. And that's what we came here for. We came here to make sure people change the way they think, change perceptions of the University of Minnesota, and change our brand in a positive way. With no disrespect for anything in the past,
sure,
but just change it in a different way that people can really, really be proud of it. Because I have no ties to Minnesota. I'm not an alum of there, but we're doing it for everyone else.
Yes.
And, it's been a lot of fun so far.
I'm sure Tony Dungy appreciates it.
He's a special individual, and he's been a wonderful supporter of our program and our culture for so long. And we just thank him so much for all the support and outreach he has to the state of Minnesota.
I mean, it's just and it boggles the mind if you looked at some of the tremendous football players that they've had, tremendous athletes, Dave Winfield type of guys that have just defined that school, the Paul Molitors and people like that. So to me, you already have a tremendous city of people who are just the, and you know, I don't have to tell you, the Midwestern people are as good as you get. I mean, they embrace you, they're warm, they welcome you, and I'm sure you found that. I mean, I'm sure through your little caravans through Minnesota, you found that warm reception. Talk about that, because you don't get that everywhere.
You really don't. You know, I'm from Chicago. I'm from the Midwest.
Yes.
They talk about Minnesota nice. And I'll be honest with you. When Heather and I got here, we were welcomed with open arms. But as we've gone, we say, okay, this is easy. You know, this happens. You know, it's a new coach. Everybody likes you right now. Sooner or later, they're going to find things they don't want. They don't like you, you know, so they're going to don't like you about. So there's all these things. But everybody's been incredibly nice to us. And it's so true. And the people of Minnesota are so proud of their state more than any place I've ever been. So proud of their state. And we're the only Division I football program in the entire state.
Yeah.
So we are the only college football Division I program in the state. You don't have to share that with anybody. So 5.5 million people in our home state are all Gopher fans.
Yeah.
And it truly, they love their state. You could be in the city of Minneapolis with 3.5 million people, one of the safest cities in America, but also drive 20 minutes north and be in some of the best fishing lakes
easily.
All of the country.
Easily.
You can drive 20 minutes south and be in the middle of cornfields. But you have this amazing city with 18 Fortune 500 companies that surround it. Everybody's for each other, and it's just a very, very special place.
It is.
I think we've got a very big, warm reception from a lot of our recruits from the South and from the ability to come up north and be able to see what Minnesota's all about.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the way you are, too. You rally people. You get your slogans and all this, and they love that. I mean, and people genuinely, the kids buy into it. You're recruiting for last year. I mean, you picked up. I saw a lot of the kids, not just from your area, but you went into the Midwest a little bit. You came east a little bit. Is there a game plan down the, maybe in the next couple years, that you're going to look to, or are you just going to take it year by year?
Well, we're going to take it year by year. You know, we definitely have a game plan of how we recruit and
right.
where we recruit and where our connections are. We have a lot of connections in South Florida, Central Florida, Northern Florida, in Georgia, Texas, and then New Jersey, Ohio, and then the entire Midwest. So we are going to go where our people know the most amount of people, because I think one of the biggest mistakes made in recruiting is people chase rankings, or people just chase the star, or where are the best players, but you're not getting the most accurate information about those types of people. Yes, they're great players, but what type of people are they? What's their family like? Who can you trust as a high school coach to gather the information that you truly need to build your culture around? Because we know, just as a, you know, it takes 100 out of 100 people to build an elite culture. It takes 1 out of 100 person to destroy that culture. And so we have to be very, very vigilant on how we can build a program, but yeah. also in depth get to know people. So we're very proud of our process of what we're like. We stick to our plan, and you know, we go where there are players, but we go where their players are, where we know what type of people they're going to be based on our connections around the country.
No doubt. PJ Fleck, head coach, Minnesota, joining us. Coach, also, when you take a look at, you know, the type of athletes that you have, I mean, because you have some really I mean, we look and see some of the Joe Mauers and the guys like Chris Wankies and Chantrell Hendersons and all these guys that have come out of Minnesota in the past. So there's tremendous athletes. I mean, we know, I mean, they're not probably as consolidated as they are in some areas, but through the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, I mean, right there, you have a good recruiting base right in your backyard.
You know, we really do. And listen, we are going to do everything we can to keep every high, prolific recruit out of the state of Minnesota, but keeping them right here. I mean, we are going to do everything we can to do that. But we're not just going to do that just because they're from the state. We have to still make sure they're a right fit. You know, we're a right fit for them. They're a right fit for us. But we do have two incredible cities, the Twin Cities, St. Paul and Minneapolis, to have a big recruiting base in. You know, there's 5 to 7 total, I think, truly Big Ten football players a year that come out of the state, or Division 1A type players in the Power 5. We've got to do a great job of identifying which ones we want to be able to take, which ones fit our culture, and then obviously do a great job of out-recruiting other people on a national level to keep those other players here home to play for their home city Gophers.
Yeah, and they should. And, Coach, before we let you go, big influence in your coaching career. Who's been some of the guys along the way that have made you the type of coach you are today?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, my high school coach has really made football a lot of fun. I think sometimes we lose that fun. So Joe Thorgerson, Tom Federle, they made things fun, you know, and sometimes we are in a world right now where people just focus on one sport and it becomes more like a job in high school. And by the time they get to us, they're burned out. So they kept it a lot of fun for us. So my two high school coaches, guys like, Jim Tressel, who gave me my first opportunity to coach at Ohio State. He's a big influence, still is to this day. Greg Schiano is a major influence. Yep. I know he's got a big influence down in the South Florida area. Greg is somebody who took me from a boy and made me a man, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
At his time at Rutgers, and then the time I was with him at in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So those are some huge influences on me in the coaching world. And then I'll be honest with you, my wife Heather, I mean, she coaches the coaches, what she says. She is the biggest influence of my entire life, along with our children. And We're just so blessed and honored to be able to be a coach and every single day and do what we do every day, which I think is the greatest job in America.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck. We'll catch up with you again.
Hey, I really appreciate you having us on the show. Keep rowing the boat.
We will.
Go Gophers.
We will, Coach. Thanks so much. That's it. What a great show. We'll see you next Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.